You're pleased to see, like Prahlad was saying, the regular devotees and congregation and friends of Krishna who are here.
Drago nam je da vidimo sve bhakte i kongregaciju i sve stalne članove ovdje.
We're happy to see the new faces.
Drago nam je također da vidimo i nova lica.
How many of you saw singing on the streets during the week? Got an invitation to come from the street singing?
Koji su među vama nas vidjeli na ulici kako pjevamo i dobili pozivnicu, dignite ruke, dobili pozivnicu za program?
Okay, very good. How many of you saw us on Good Morning Croatia?
A koliko vas nas je vidjelo u Dobro jutro Hrvatska?
Okay, very good. And again, how many here for the first time? Let me just see.
Koliko vas je prvi put ovdje?
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Hvala. So I'm going to take a few minutes and explain a little bit of the philosophy of Hare Krishna.
I ja ću u nekoliko minuta pokušati objasniti filozofiju Hare Krishna.
A little bit of the history of Krishna consciousness.
Pomalo o povijesti svjesnosti Krishna.
And a little bit of the lifestyle of a devotee.
I pomalo o životnom stilu bhakta.
So the first point I would like to make is that Krishna consciousness is not something new.
I prvo što bih htio naglasiti je da svjesnost Krishne nije nešto novo.
Of course, Krishna consciousness is relatively new in the Western world.
Naravno, svjesnost Krishne je relativno nova u zapadnom svijetu.
This movement was brought from India in 1965 to America by the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Ovaj pokret je na zapad, ovo učenje je doneseno na zapad 1965. i donao ga je osnivač i učitelj ovog pokreta za svjesnost Krishne, Srila Prabhupada.
So sometimes people think, well, Krishna consciousness has only been around 25 or 30 years, so it must be some new religion, some new movement or something.
I stoga ponekad ljudi misle, aha, svjesnost Krishne je tu samo oko 20 godina i slično. To mora biti stoga nekakva nova religija, neki novi pokret.
But historically, Krishna consciousness is one of the oldest spiritual traditions that is known to man.
No, povijesno, svjesnost Krishne je jedna od najstarijih duhovnih tradicija poznatih čovjeku.
For it's been practiced in India for over 5,000 years.
Jer se prakticira u Indiji preko 5000 godina.
Just like you see it here today, it's been practiced in India for 5000 years.
Upravo ovako kao što vidite danas da mi prakticiramo, tako se u Indiji već prakticira preko 5000 godina.
So it's not one of the newest, it's one of the oldest.
I stoga to nije jedna od najnovijih duhovnih tradicija, već jedna od najstarijih.
And it's an authentic spiritual tradition.
I to je također autentična duhovna tradicija.
Because it's based on a revealed scripture.
Jer se temelji na vjerodostojnim razotkrivenim spisima.
Where does scripture come from? Scripture comes from God.
Odakle dolaze ti spisi? Oni dolaze od Boga.
Just like in the Christian faith, we have the Bible or the Book of Mormon or like that.
Isto kao što u kršćanstvu imamo Bibliju ili knjigu Mormona ili nešto ili slično.
I invited my Mormon friends here today.
Pozvao sam ovdje naše mormonske prijatelje danas.
Did you bring me a Book of Mormon?
Jeste li donijeli okay, knjigu?
All right. And just like the Muslim faith is based on the Quran.
I upravo kao što se islamska vjera temelji na Koranu.
And the Jewish faith is based on the Torah.
A židovska na Tori.
So the Krishna conscious movement, which follows the tradition of Hinduism, is based on the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
I ovaj pokret za svjesnost Krishne se temelji na učenjima isto kao i hinduizam, na učenjima Bhagavad Gita.
Because man is imperfect, he can't make up religion which is perfect.
Jer čovjek je nesavršen i on ne može stvoriti religiju koja je savršena.
Religion has to come to us from God.
Religija mora doći k nama od Boga.
Dharantu sakshat Bhagavat panitam. Religion comes from God.
Religija dolazi od Boga, dharmam tu sakshat Bhagavat
pranitam. So historically Krishna appeared in India 5000 years ago. He spoke this wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita.
Dakle, povijesno Krishna se pojavio u Indiji prije 5000 godina i govorio je ovu Bhagavad Gitu.
In Sanskrit Gita means song.
Na sanskritu Gita znači pjesma.
And Bhagavad refers to God.
A Bhagavan se odnosi na Boga.
It's another way of saying God.
To je drugi način da se kaže Bog.
Actually, Krishna is a name for God.
Zapravo Krishna je ime Boga.
Sometimes people say, well, I never heard that name of God.
Ponekad će ljudi reći, a ja nikad nisam čuo za takvo ime Boga.
I only know God by the name Yahweh or Allah or Buddha.
Ja znam samo za ime Boga Jahve, Allah, Buddha.
But why should God only have one name?
Ali zašto bi Bog imao samo jedno ime?
You have two or maybe three names.
Vi imate dva ili tri imena.
You have your first name.
Imate prvo ime, prezime.
Davor.
Davor imate prvo ime.
Or you have your family name.
Imate porodično ime, prezime.
Or you may have a middle name.
I možete imati još i srednje ime.
So you have three names.
Možete imati tri imena.
So why should God only have one name?
Stoga zašto bi Bog imao samo jedno ime?
He's the original person, he's the supreme person.
On je izvorna osoba i on je vrhovna osoba.
Actually, he has unlimited names.
Zapravo on ima neograničeno mnogo imena.
And one of those names is Krishna.
A jedno od tih imena je Krishna.
So when we say Krishna, we're referring to the same God that is worshipped by the Christians, by the Jews, by the Muslims.
I stoga kad mi kažemo Krishna, mi mislimo na istog Boga kojeg obožavaju Židovi, kršćani, muslimani.
It's not a different God. There's only one God, but he has many names.
To nije drugi Bog, postoji samo jedan Bog, ali on ima mnoga imena.
So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita.
Dakle, Krishna je govorio Bhagavad Gita.
And who did he intend the Bhagavad Gita for?
A kome je on namijenio Bhagavad Gita?
For human beings.
Za ljudska bića.
Right. Because only a human being can understand the science of self-realization or religion.
Jer jedino ljudsko biće može shvatiti nauku o samospoznaji ili religiju.
According to the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, there's 8,400,000 species of life in this material creation.
Prema učenju Bhagavad Gita postoji 8,400,000 vrsta, odnosno oblika života u ovoj kreaciji.
And out of all those species of life, only the human being can ask spiritual questions.
I od svih tih oblika života samo ljudska bića mogu postavljati duhovna pitanja.
Who am I?
Tko sam ja?
Where have I come from?
Odakle dolazim?
What happens at the moment of death?
Što se zbiva u trenutku smrti?
Does God exist?
Da li Bog postoji?
Because God has given man intelligence superior to the animals.
Jer je Bog dao čovjeku inteligenciju koja je superiorna onoj koju imaju životinje.
So therefore, along with the human form of life, comes the responsibility to utilize that intelligence to understand my higher spiritual nature and my eternal relationship with God.
Stoga s ljudskim oblikom života dolazi također i obaveza, dužnost, da se shvati viši smisao života, da se shvate odgovori na ta duhovna pitanja.
If one doesn't use that intelligence to try to search for God, it's very unfortunate.
Ako netko ne upotrijebi tu inteligenciju za u potrazi za Bogom, onda je takva osoba vrlo nesretna.
It's like a friend of mine in Poland, he just bought a brand new computer.
Upravo kao što je moj prijatelj u Poljskoj kupio novcati kompjuter.
You know, I think a Toshiba, it's got 500 megabytes hard disk.
Mislim da je to Toshiba i da ima oko 500 megabajta.
So what did he buy it for?
I zašto je kupio to?
So he could keep accounts of how much his wife spends on buying groceries.
Zato da može na njemu uvijek imati račun, proračun koliko njegova žena troši na povrće, odnosno špeceraj.
Practically do that with a pen and paper.
Vi to obično radite sa olovkom i sa papirom.
Of course, maybe his wife buys a lot of groceries.
Naravno, možda njegova žena kupuje puno špeceraja.
But the point is, what's the use of having a very powerful computer? You can run a business with that computer. What's the use of having a powerful computer unless you really take advantage of it and you really utilize it fully?
Dakle, koja korist da neko ima tako moćan kompjuter samo za vođenje takvih nekakvih troškova za špeceraj? Ako imate tako veliki moćan kompjuter, s njim možete cijeli biznis voditi, a ne takve sitne stvari.
So in the same way, what is the value, or what is the purpose of having this human form of life with our advanced intelligence whereby we can understand spiritual things if we're going to utilize that life and utilize that intelligence for the same business as cats and dogs?
Na sličan način, koja je korist od toga da imamo takvu višu, moćnu, ljudsku inteligenciju kojom možemo shvatiti duhovne stvari, ako ćemo tu istu inteligenciju potrijebiti za pravljenje istih stvari koje rade životinje, mačke i psi?
Anyone can see what is the business of cats and dogs.
Svatko može shvatiti koji je posao mačaka i pasa.
They're either eating,
one ili jedu,
they're either sleeping,
ili spavaju,
reproducing,
ili se reproduciraju, razmnožavaju,
or fighting.
Ili se bore.
You go outside, you find a bird, a dog, a cat, they're either eating, sleeping, having sex, or meow, fighting.
Iziđite van i pogledajte, nađete mačku ili psa ili pticu i pogledajte što radi. Ili jede, ili spava, ili se razmnožava, ili meow, ili se bori.
You never see a cat or a dog, you know, who am I?
Nikad nećete vidjeti mačku ili psa da razmišlja, o, tko sam ja?
Meow, where did I come from?
Meow, odakle ja dolazim?
Woof, woof, what happens at death?
Woof, woof, šta se zbiva sa mnom u trenutku smrti?
Does God exist?
Da li Bog postoji?
No, because they don't have the intelligence.
Zato što nemaju inteligenciju.
So if we utilize our intelligence to increase the propensities of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. We may think that we're better than animals, but the basic principle is the same.
Stoga, ako potrebimo našu inteligenciju za te iste stvari, osnovne stvari, jedenja, spavanja, razmnožavanja i branjenja, mi možemo misliti da smo bolji od životinja zato što koristimo veću inteligenciju, ali u stvari koristimo za iste stvari.
I mean, the dog eats in the street.
Pas jede na ulici.
And we eat in nice restaurants with fancy china and silverware.
A mi jedemo u nekakvom restoranu gdje ljudi imaju nekakvu odjeću kinesku ili japansku.
We have gourmet foods.
Mi imamo specijalnu hranu gurmansku.
But do you think really that you're enjoying more than the dog? He's also nom nom nom, he's eating in the street for him. Ah, very good.
Ali vi mislite da mi uživamo puno više od psa? On isto uživa na ulici, njom, njom, vrlo dobro.
But the cat is sleeping under the car.
Mačka spava ispod auta.
And we're sleeping in beautiful house with so many nice windows and doors and furniture and rugs.
A mi spavamo u krasnoj kući sa tolikim mnogim prozorima i namještajem i tepisima.
But when you're asleep, you're asleep. You don't know where you are.
Ali kada spavate, nemate pojma zapravo gdje se nalazite.
Principle is the same.
Princip je isti.
The same is true with sex. Now we have so many liberal sexual values. We think now man has progressed. He's not so hung up anymore.
Slično je sa seksom. Danas imamo nekakve liberalističke pristupe seksu i mislimo sada je čovjek napredovao, sad više čovjek nije tako na neki način.
But it's a biological function. The cats and dogs are also enjoying.
Ali to je biološka funkcija i mačke i psi također uživaju u toj funkciji.
No, man is very advanced because we have nuclear missiles.
Ili mi kažemo ne, čovjek je vrlo napredan zato što ima nuklearne projektile.
But the principle is the same. We're fighting with missiles and guns and the animals are fighting with their teeth and the principle is the same.
Ali princip je isti. Životinje se bore sa svojim kandžama i sa svojim zubima, a ljudi se bore sa projektilima.
Of course, there's nothing wrong with those things because we also have to take care of our bodies.
I naravno, nema ništa loše u tim stvarima, jer mi moramo voditi računa o našem tijelu također.
We have to sleep, we have to eat. We need all these things are necessary, but my point is that there's a higher purpose to human life.
Sve te stvari su neophodne, mi moramo jesti, mi moramo spavati, sve je to u redu. No međutim, moja poanta je da postoje i više svrhe u životu.
According to the sages of India, atato brahmajanasya, now that you have come to the human form of life, now is the time to inquire into self-realization.
Prema mudracima Indije, atato brahmajigyasa, sada u trenutku kad smo došli ljudski oblik života, sada je vrijeme da se raspitujemo o apsolutnoj istini.
So human life begins when we start to question.
Dakle, ljudski život počinje sa postavljanjem pitanja.
What am I doing here? What is the purpose of life? What is after death?
Što ja činim ovdje? Koja je svrha života? Što se zbiva poslije smrti?
When we try to find a solution to the problems of material existence.
Mi pokušavamo pronaći rješenje za probleme materijalne egzistencije.
Life is full of problems.
Život je pun problema.
And we've seen to the history of man that those problems haven't been solved just by economics, by sociology or by politics. No.
I možemo vidjeti da iz povijesti čovječanstva da ti problemi nisu riješeni ekonomijom, sociologijom, politikom i slično.
No. I mean even science hasn't solved the problems of life. People are still getting diseased, they're still growing old, and as far as I know, the death rate is still 100%. People are still dying.
I znanost također nije riješila probleme. Ljudi se još uvijek razboljevaju, još uvijek stare i koliko ja znam, još uvijek je postotak ljudi koji umiru 100%.
An intelligent person should wonder, I want to be happy, why am I forced to suffer?
Inteligentna osoba se treba zamisliti, ja želim biti sretan, ali zašto sam prisiljen patiti?
How do I stop this suffering and become free, become happy?
Kako mogu prestati, prekinuti sa ovom patnjom i kako mogu postati sretan?
This is intelligence.
To je inteligencija.
So therefore, to help us answer these questions and find a solution, sometimes God, he comes personally.
I stoga da bi nam pomogao da nađemo odgovore na ova pitanja, da nađemo rješenja, ponekad Bog dolazi osobno.
Or sometimes he sends his beloved son, like Jesus Christ.
Ili ponekad šalje svog voljenog sina, kao što je Isus Krist.
Or some personality, some empowered personality to represent him, like Joseph Smith or Muhammad, or some person like that who can teach us about God.
Ili će ponekad poslati neku opunomoćenu osobu poput Josefa Smitha ili poput Muhameda da nas pouči o Bogu.
Some people say if there's one God, then why are there so many religions?
Netko će reći, postoji jedan Bog, ali zašto onda postoje tolike religije?
But the idea is that when God, who is representative, come, they teach as much as the people of that time can understand.
Ali poanta je u tome da kada dođe Bog ili kada dođe neki njegov predstavnik, onda oni poučavaju ljude onoliko koliko su ti ljudi sposobni shvatiti o Bogu.
They teach the same subject matter according to their audience.
Oni poučavaju istu temu, istu nauku, ali u skladu sa razumijevanjem svoje publike.
Just like if I'm teaching mathematics to, you know, children.
Upravo kao kad bih ja, na primjer, poučavao djecu matematici.
I begin with very basic things.
Počeo bi sa vrlo osnovnim stvarima.
1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 2 is 4, you understand? Well, we're trying, we're trying.
Ja bih rekao, 1 i 1 su 2, 2 i 2 su 4, shvaćate? Pokušavamo, trudimo se.
But if I'm speaking to high school students, I may introduce the principles of algebra.
Ali ako govorim studentima u višoj školi, onda mogu govoriti o principima, naprednim principima algebre.
Speaking to university students, trigonometry or even higher concepts of mathematics.
Ako govorim studentima na sveučilištu, onda mogu govoriti o trigonometriji i još višim principima.
So in the same way, when God or his representative come, they teach as much as the people of that moment in history can understand.
Na sličan način, kada predstavnici Boga dođu ili Bog, onda oni poučavaju u skladu sa mogućnošću shvaćanja tih ljudi.
People are not the same at any particular point in history. People are different, their cultures are different, their understanding of everything is different.
Ljudi nisu uvijek isti u svakom trenutku povijesti, oni su različiti i njihovo shvaćanje je različito.
So God will come and he'll speak according to his audience about the same subject, love of God.
I Bog će stoga doći i govorit će svojoj publici o istoj temi, o ljubavi prema Bogu.
So actually the only difference between the religions of the world is perhaps the clothes they wear or the language they use or some of the rituals they do.
I stoga jedina stvarna razlika među tim religijama u svijetu je jednostavno u odjeći koju nose, u nekakvim ritualima koje čine, u tome kako izgledaju, jeziku u kojoj govore i slično.
Or the amount of knowledge that can be found in that religion.
Ili u količini znanja koje se može eventualno.
So therefore it's not proper to say my religion is good, your religion is bad.
Stoga nije pravilno reći moja religija je dobra, tvoja religija je loša.
This sectarianism amongst the religious movements of the world is causing chaos in the world.
To sektaštvo među religijama u svijetu uzrokuje kaos.
The religions are fighting when they could be using their energy to uplift the people.
Umjesto da troše svoju energiju u međusobnim obračunima, borbama, oni mogu upotrijebiti tu energiju da bi uzdigli ljude.
It would be better if they could see what they have in common, not what are their trivial differences.
Bilo bi puno bolje kada bi mogli vidjeti što je to što imaju zajedničko, a ne kada bi toliko pažnju posvećivali trivialnim razlikama.
How could an authentic religion be bad?
Kako neka autentična religija može biti loša?
Religion comes from the Latin verb regulio, which means to connect, which is the same word in Sanskrit, yoga. Yoga means to connect with God.
Ova riječ, religija, dolazi od latinskog religare, što znači povezati, isto kao i yoga. Yoga na sanskritu znači povezati.
So how can religion be bad?
Stoga kako religija može biti loša, ona nas povezuje s Bogom?
People can abuse religion.
Naravno, ljudi mogu zloupotrijebiti religiju.
And use it to make money or fight wars or something.
I mogu je upotrijebiti da da zgrču novac i da stvaraju ratove i slično.
Right. But I'm talking about the original principle.
Ali ja govorim o izvornim principu.
So our spiritual master, he said, the best religion is that religion which teaches you to love God.
A naš duhovni učitelj nam je rekao, najbolja religija je ona koja vas uči kako da volite Boga.
So if you feel comfortable being in the Jewish religion, well then we take our hats off to you.
Stoga, ako se vi osjećate komfornim sa svojim židovskom religijom, mi vam skidamo našu kapu.
Or if you feel happy glorifying God, Allah Akbar, Alhamdulillah.
Ako se osjećate zadovoljni da slavite Boga sa Allah Akbar i Allah
Akbar, Alhamdulillah.
Mi ćemo pjevati s vama i možete pjevati s nama Hare Krishna.
So you might say, well, okay, why did you become Hare Krishnas?
Sad vi možete reći, zašto ste postali Hare Krishna?
Were you born Hare Krishnas?
Niste rođeni Hare Krishna?
Well, to be born Hare Krishna, you had to be born sometime after 1965, because that's when the Hare Krishna movement came to the West.
Da biste bili rođeni kao Hare Krishna, morali bi se roditi negdje nakon 1965. jer tada je Hare Krishna pokret došao na zapad.
So I would like to say, yes, I was born Hare Krishna, because that would make me very young man.
Ja bih volio reći, je, rođen sam Hare Krishna, jer to bi značilo da sam vrlo mlad.
Now I'm middle-aged man, so I can't cheat. I can't say, yes, I was born Hare Krishna, I'm only 20-some years old. I can't.
No, međutim, ja sam sredovječan čovjek i ja ne mogu varati i stoga ne mogu reći je rođen sam Hare Krishna.
So why did, you know, so many of these boys and girls from different parts of the world choose this particular religious tradition over something else, perhaps something that they were even born into?
I stoga zašto su ovi mladići i djevojke iz svih krajeva svijeta odabrali ovaj Hare Krishna pokret radije nego nešto u čemu su možda rođeni?
It's not that we abandoned our original, you know, religions. We feel that this is an evolution in helping us to understand God.
Prije svega, mi nismo odbacili našu religiju, već mi to shvaćamo da nam ovo učenje pomaže da bolje shvatimo nauku o Bogu.
And we found in Krishna consciousness a very simple and pure lifestyle which is conducive for understanding God.
I mi nalazimo u svjesnosti Krišne vrlo jednostavan i takav povoljan život koji je vrlo povoljan za duhovni napredak.
Like we're vegetarian.
Kao na primjer mi smo vegetarijanci.
We don't take any intoxication.
Mi ne koristimo nikakva toksična sredstva.
There's no sex before marriage.
Nema seksa prije braka.
And there's no gambling.
I nema kocke.
So these things are actually conducive. Following these principles help you become pure in order to understand God.
Sljeđenje tih principa pomaže nam da postanemo čisti, da se pročistimo i da možemo lakše shvatiti Boga.
How can you become a lover of God if you kill God's children?
Kako možemo postati ljubavnik Boga ako ubijemo Božju djecu?
That's why we're vegetarian, because we see that there's life in every living creature and life can only be created by God.
Zato smo mi vegetarijanci jer vidimo da postoji život u svakom živom biću, a život može stvoriti samo Bog.
And as we don't create life, we don't have the right to destroy life.
I kao što mi ne stvaramo život, tako mi nemamo ni pravo da ga uništavamo.
So it makes sense to be vegetarian.
Stoga ima smisla biti vegetarian.
And we don't take any intoxication because we don't want to pollute our body with so much toxins or poisons which will decrease our duration of life.
I mi ne želimo koristiti nikakva toksična sredstva, nikakve otrove koje će zagaditi naše tijelo i skratiti trajanje našeg života.
And we don't have sex outside of marriage because as far as I know the purpose of sex is to conceive a child.
I mi nemamo seks izvan bračne zajednice zato što koliko ja znam svrha seksa je da se začne život.
And the real purpose of sex is fulfilled when you can enlighten that child with transcendental knowledge and liberate him from this material world and send him back to the kingdom of God.
A prava svrha stvaranja djece je kada možemo tu djecu prosvjetliti duhovnim znanjem, kada je možemo obrazovati i istrenirati u duhovnom životu i osloboditi je od materijalne egzistencije tako da se mogu vratiti nazad kući k Bogu.
So we found in this simple and pure lifestyle of Krishna consciousness an atmosphere which is very conducive to realizing spiritual things.
I mi nalazimo u ovom čistom i jednostavnom životu svjesnosti Krišne atmosferu koja je vrlo povoljna za duhovni napredak.
And we also found in the Bhagavad Gita a complete science of God realization.
I mi također nalazimo u Bhagavad Giti vrlo potpunu nauku o samospoznaji.
There are no questions left unanswered.
Nema pitanja koja ostaju neodgovorena.
Any question you have about spiritual life can be answered in the Bhagavad Gita.
Svako pitanje koje možete imati odgovoreno je u Bhagavad Giti.
Like, who am I?
Na primjer, kao tko sam ja?
It's a good question.
To je vrlo dobro pitanje.
Because without understanding who you are, you don't know what can really make you happy.
Jer bez da znate tko ste, ne možete ni znati što će vas učiniti sretnim.
So Bhagavad Gita begins by explaining that you're not this body.
I stoga Bhagavad Gita počinje sa tim objašnjenjem da mi nismo ovo tijelo.
That's very confusing to most people.
To je vrlo zbunjujuće za mnoge ljude.
Because when you ask them, who are you?
Jer ako ih pitate tko si ti, oni će reći, to sam ja.
But according to Bhagavad Gita, that's not who you are. The body is an outward dress. You are the spark of life, the soul within the body.
Ali prema Bhagavad Giti, vi niste to. Vi, to je samo izvanjsko tijelo, izvanjska odjeća. A vi ste čestica, iskra, odnosno duša u tom tijelu.
Right. We say, this is my hand.
Mi kažemo, to je moja ruka.
We don't say, I hand.
Ne kažemo, ja ruka.
It's my hand.
To je moja ruka.
It belongs to me, it's mine.
Pripada meni, to je moje.
Who are you?
Tko si ti?
This is my body.
To je moje tijelo.
Well, great. Well, who are you? If it belongs to you, who are you?
Krasno, ali ko si ti ako pripada tebi?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
You see? So Bhagavad Gita explains that this body is actually a very sophisticated machine made of material energy.
I Bhagavad Gita objašnjava da je ovo tijelo vrlo sofisticirani stroj koji je napravljen od materijalne energije.
And the driver of this machine, who animates the machine, is the conscious soul inside.
I vozač tog stroja koji pokreće taj stroj je duša koja se nalazi unutra.
Actually, when I was in university, I was going to become a doctor.
Zapravo, kad sam ja išao na sveučilište, trebao sam postati doktor.
So, I remember in the first year we were studying and we learned that the body is mainly made of water.
I sjećam se, na prvoj godini mi smo učili da je tijelo uglavnom sačinjeno od vode.
We have any doctors in the house?
Imamo li nekog liječnika ovdje?
So if you were to actually separate all the ingredients of the body, you would learn that the body is 75% water.
I kada biste odvojili sve moguće elemente, dijelove ovog tijela, onda biste shvatili da je tijelo 75% najmanje voda.
Now, are bags of water conscious?
Jesu li vreće pune vode svjesne?
Have you ever met a talking bag of water?
Jeste li ikad razgovarali sa vrećom vode?
So what makes this bag of water with a few bones and some muscles and some hairs, what makes this body alive?
I što čini tu vreću punu vode i nešto kosti unutra i nešto mišića, što čini tu vreću živom?
The soul.
Duša.
So according to Bhagavad Gita, that soul comes into the body at the moment of conception.
Prema Bhagavad Giti, ova duša ulazi u tijelo u trenutku začeća.
Do you think the man and the woman can create something so sophisticated as life, as this body?
Mislite li da muškarac i žena mogu stvoriti nešto tako sofisticirano kao što je život?
You think when they're at the moment of sex, they're considering, yes, let's have a baby with blonde hair and blue eyes and fine cheeks and smooth skin. That's the last thing on their mind.
Mislite li da u trenutku seksa oni misle, hajde da imamo dijete sa blond kosom i sa plavim očima i sa ovakvim jagodicama i ovo i ono, to je zadnja stvar na koju misle.
You think that the man and woman are thinking that they can create something so sophisticated as life?
Mislite li da muškarac i žena misle da mogu stvoriti nešto tako sofisticirano kao što je život?
No. Life is eternal and it is coming into that body at the moment of conception.
Ne, život je vječan i on ulazi u ovo tijelo u trenutku začeća.
And it leaves the body at the moment of death.
I odlazi iz tijela u trenutku smrti.
When this body is old and cannot maintain life any longer, the soul says, bye-bye, I'm getting out of here.
Kada je tijelo staro i nesposobno da više održava život, nesposobno da funkcionira, onda će duša reći doviđenja, ja odlazim odavde.
Just like if you have an old shirt, you know, and it's like got holes in it, then finally, okay, finish with this shirt, you throw it away, and you buy a new shirt.
Upravo kao kada imate neku majicu i onda možete otkriti da imate rupe na toj majici i onda ćete reći u redu je, dosta je bilo sa nošenjem te majice, skinut ćete i bacit ćete tu majicu.
So death simply means we change the shirt, we change the body.
Dakle, smrt znači da mi jednostavno promijenimo tu majicu, promijenimo tijelo.
So then what happens to the soul?
Što se onda zbiva s dušom?
Yam yam vapi smaram bavam tiyachate yantakale varam. Sanskrit. Krishna says whatever mentality you have at the moment of death, that will determine your next birth.
Krishna kaže na sanskritu da yam yam vapi smaram bavam, kaže koje god da tijelo, koje god tijela da se sjećamo u trenutku smrti, to tijelo ćemo dobiti u sljedećem životu.
I already mentioned there's 8,400,000 species of life.
Ja sam već spomenuo da ima 8,400,000 vrsta života.
So according to your desires you can take birth in any one of those species.
I stoga prema vašoj želji vi možete dobiti rođenje u bilo kojoj od tih vrsta.
So some will challenge.
I neko će se onda
suprotstaviti. Now wait a minute. This is a scientific age. Where's the proof that we leave this body and go into another body? Whoever came back and said, "Wow, it was really far out. I just left this body and went into another body. I've got to go back now."
Sada će netko reći, suprotstavit će se, reći, čekajte malo, ovo je znanstveno doba. Tko je ikada doživio tako nešto? Tko je ikada izašao iz tog tijela i nešto doživio, onda se vratio nazad i rekao, wow, ovo je bilo fantastično, što sam svašta doživio. Da samo vidite, sad se vraćam opet nazad.
Of course, some people, and there's some people who apparently can remember their past lives. There's been studies done on this.
No, međutim, postoje neki ljudi koji izgleda da su doživjeli, da se sjećaju svojih prethodnih života.
Very intelligent, normal people, you know, they say, well, I remember, you know, I was in this village, in this country, in this year. They're taken to that place, and they can find all the particular parts of that village, they know the history of that village, so people are wondering, how is this possible?
I postoje ljudi koji se sjećaju tako, kažu, da, sjećam se, živio sam tu prije toliko i toliko godina u tom određenom selu i u ovom kraju, u ovom dijelu sela i ovaj dio sela su promijenili ovdje i slično. I ljudi se ponekad čude, otkuda tim osobama takve informacije.
So the scientists may reject that as some like mental, some imagination or something.
I znanstvenici to mogu odbaciti kao nekakvu imaginaciju.
So what's a more practical proof that we change our body at the moment of death?
Ali koji je praktičniji dokaz tome da mi mijenjamo naše tijelo u trenutku smrti?
Well, Krishna answers this in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna na to odgovara u Bhagavad Giti.
With a very wonderful Sanskrit verse.
Sa divnim sanskritskim stihom.
So you remember Gita means song, so these verses you're supposed to sing them.
I Gita znači pjesma, stoga te stihovi bi trebali pjevati.
So if you'd like, I could sing the verse for you.
I ako želite mogu otpjevati ovaj stih za vas.
I'm not as good a singer as Sri Prahlad.
Ja nisam baš tako dobar pjevač kao Sri Prahlad.
But I can croak out a little verse.
Ali mogu malo otkreketati jedan stih.
So would you like me to sing this verse which explains?
Hoćete da otpjevam taj stih?
Okay. Dehinasmin yata dehe govanam yovanam jara tatate antaras paptir dhiristata namuyanti. So, what does this mean?
Što to znači?
Krishna says, as the embodied soul passes from the body of a baby to a boy to a youth to an old man, the soul passes into another body at death.
Krishna kaže, kao što duša prolazi kroz različita tijela od djetinjstva do mladosti i do starosti, tako u trenutku smrti duša prolazi u drugo tijelo.
In other words, you're changing your body even in this life.
Drugim riječima, mi mijenjamo naše tijelo još u ovom životu.
And you're not dying.
I nismo umrli.
Everyone can close their eyes and you can remember when you were 5 years old.
Svatko od vas može zatvoriti svoje oči i može se sjetiti kako je izgledao kad je imao 5 godina.
The girls were playing with dolls.
Djevojke su se igrale sa ovim lutkama.
And the boys were beating up their sisters.
dječaci su tukli svoje sestre.
Anyway, you can remember when you were 5.
Možete se sjetiti kad ste imali pet.
You can even look at a picture and see you had a 5-year-old body.
Možete čak pogledati u fotografiju i vidjeti kako ste imali petogodišnje tijelo.
And now you're 18 or 20 years old.
A sad imate 18 ili 20 godina.
You're the same person.
Još uvijek ste ista osoba.
Your family members, they call you the same Davor.
I vaša porodica vas još uvijek zove Davor ili slično.
But you have a completely different body.
Ali imate kompletno različito tijelo.
Where is your 5-year-old body?
Gdje je vaše tijelo od 5 godina?
You keeping it in a closet somewhere at your home?
Držite ga zaključanog negdje u nekom ormaru ili zahodu?
No, it's changed.
Ona se promijenila.
It's completely changed and now you have a new body.
Ona se potpuno promijenila i sad imate novo tijelo.
And do you think you can keep this body very long?
A mislite li da možete zadržati ovo tijelo jako dugo?
Even as I'm speaking to you, millions of cells are dying and being replaced by new cells. You're getting a new body even as I talk to you.
Čak i sada dok vam ja govorim ovdje, milioni stanica umiru i nove se stvaraju, nove se rađaju.
One day you'll have old body. We'll still love you. Same, you're the same person.
Jednog dana ćete imati vrlo staro tijelo, ali vi ćete biti još uvijek ista osoba i mi ćemo vas još uvijek voljeti.
So something is changing and something is remaining the same.
Nešto se dakle mijenja, a nešto ostaje isto.
In medical school we learn that every 7 years all the cells in the body change.
U medicinskoj školi mi smo učili da se svakih 7 godina sve stanice mijenjaju.
That's science, not religion.
To je znanost, ne religija.
So that means if you're 21, 7 into 21 is 3. So you've had 3 different bodies.
To znači ako imate 21 godinu podijelite sa 7, znači da ste već promijenili 3 tijela.
Have you died 3 times? Have you become 3 different people?
Jeste li 3 puta umrli ili ste 3 puta postali novi čovjek?
No.
Ne.
You survived the change of body.
Vi ste preživjeli
total change of the body.
Vi ste preživjeli potpunu promjenu vašeg tijela.
So isn't it logical to conclude that at the moment of death when there's a total loss of body, you continue to exist? Isn't it natural, logical?
I stoga zar nije onda logično i kad dođe trenutak smrti i kad dođe totalna promjena tijela da vi nastavljate isto tako dalje postojati?
Da. Yes, it's natural.
Yes.
Yes. Vrlo dobro. So, then where does the soul go then?
Kuda onda duša odlazi?
According to your desires, you take another body.
Prema vašim željama vi dobivate novo tijelo.
Of course, if you've awakened your original desire to serve and love God, you don't take another body, you go to God.
Naravno, ako ste probudili svoju izvornu želju da volite i služite Boga, onda nećete dobiti novo tijelo, vratit ćete se k Bogu.
Krishna says, "Janma karma chame divyan." One who understands the transcendental nature, my spiritual nature, and his eternal relationship with me, he doesn't take birth again in this world, but he comes back to me.
Krishna kaže, "Janma karma chame divyan." Onaj ko upoznaje, shvati transcendentalnu prirodu mog rođenja i mojih aktivnosti, on se više neće roditi ponovno u ovom svijetu, već se vraća k meni.
So this business of reincarnation has been going on since we left the spiritual world.
I ovaj posao reinkarnacije se zbiva od trenutka kada smo napustili duhovni svijet.
And the only way out of this cycle of reincarnation is when you come to the human form of life and you inquire about God.
I jedini izlaz iz tog kruga je kad dobijemo ljudsko tijelo i počnemo se raspitivati o duhovnom smislu života.
Because even if you fall very low into the lower species of life, by God's arrangement you always come back again to the human form of life.
Jer čak i ako padnete vrlo nisko u toj ljestvici, u tom krugu života, milošću Boga ponovno nakon izvjesnog vremena dobivate ljudski oblik života.
You get a second chance.
Dobivate drugu priliku.
And a third chance.
I treću priliku.
Of course it may take millions of years, millions of lives, but you always get another chance.
Naravno to može trajati milione godine ili milione života, ali mi ponovno uvijek dobivamo novu priliku.
Sometimes it's interpreted that in this one lifetime for our mistakes we may burn eternally in hell.
Ponekad se to interpretira da mi za ovaj jedan život koji živimo moramo ispaštati vječno u paklu.
But if God is seen as benevolent and loving, why would he punish one of his children to live eternally in hell? Even an ordinary father has more compassion than that.
ali ako Bog ima, ako je Bog samilostan i pun ljubavi, zašto bi on kaznio svoje dijete, živo biće, da pati vječno u paklu? Čak i običan otac ima više samilosti od toga.
Of course, we may be punished, that's a fact.
Naravno, mi možemo biti kažnjeni.
But the greatest punishment is not to be able to think of God, to serve God, to love God. That in itself is hell.
Ali najveća kazna je zapravo da ne možemo misliti na Boga, da ne možemo vidjeti Boga i služiti ga. To samo po sebi je paklensko stanje.
So hell could very well be taken as, you know, that state where you cannot think of God in lower species of life. That's also like a hell, isn't it?
Dakle, pakao se može uzeti kao mjesto ili nivo na kojem ne možemo vidjeti i služiti Boga, kao na primjer u nižim oblicima života.
Of course, there may also be a hell, yes.
Naravno, to isto može biti pakao.
But after one is purified of one's sinful activities and he comes up again and gets another chance.
Ali kada se netko pročisti od tih svojih griješnih aktivnosti, onda se ponovno uzdiže, dostiže ljudski oblik života i dobiva novu priliku.
So we don't know, we can't look back and see what our past was.
I mi ne možemo znati, mi ne možemo pogledati unazad i shvatiti koja je naša prošlost.
It's more important what the future is.
Važnije je za nas shvatiti kakva će biti naša budućnost.
So somehow all of us have the human form of life.
I na neki način svi mi imamo ljudski oblik života.
And we can begin this process of spiritual searching.
I možemo započeti taj proces duhovne potrage.
So the Lord is also in the heart.
I Bog se također nalazi u našem srcu.
He's in the spiritual world, but he's also expanded into your heart.
On se nalazi u duhovnom svijetu, ali također se manifestira u našem srcu.
So when he sees that you have some even little interest in this type of subject matter, he directs you towards a bona fide spiritual movement and a bona fide spiritual teacher.
I ako on vidi da imamo i najmanji iskreni duhovni interes, on će nas usmjeriti do vjerodostojnog duhovnog procesa.
Who can teach you this process of Krishna consciousness?
Koji nas može naučiti ovoj svjesnosti Krishne.
So in this age that process is very simple.
U ovom dobu taj proces je vrlo jednostavan.
Because most of us are very distracted from spiritual life.
Jer većina nas je na neki način nije usredsređena na duhovni život.
Initially we may not have a very keen desire.
U početku imamo vrlo malu želju.
So the Lord has to make spiritual life something very attractive, like it is in the spiritual world.
I stoga Bog mora učiniti to vrlo, vrlo privlačnim, kao što to je u duhovnom svijetu.
In the spiritual world is described that all walking is dancing.
U duhovnom svijetu opisano je svaki hod je zapravo ples.
All talking is singing.
Sav govor je pjevanje.
And there's a festival every day.
I festival je svaki dan.
Life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Život je vječan, pun znanja i pun blaženstva.
So to give us an impetus to go back to that world, Krishna gives us a process which is also very ecstatic.
I da bi nam dao poticaj da se zanimamo za taj duhovni život, on nam daje proces koji je vrlo ekstatičan.
So what is that ecstatic process?
A ko je taj ekstatičan proces?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now who's frowning when they chant?
Hare Krishna.
Ko se mršti kad pjeva?
No. The natural reaction when you chant the name of God is you become happy.
Prirodna reakcija je kad pjevate imena Boga da postajete sretni.
Because God is present in his name.
Jer Bog je prisutan u svom imenu.
The Bible says hallowed be thy name.
U Bibliji je rečeno neka bude slavljeno tvoje ime.
In the Psalms of David it says one should chant the name of God from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun with drums and cymbals.
Pjesmi Davidovoj rečeno je da osoba treba slaviti Boga od jutra rano ujutro do kasno navečer uz bubnjeve i uz činele.
In the Quran it said anyone who calls upon my name, God says anyone who calls upon my name will be delivered.
U Koranu je rečeno da kogod zaziva moje ime bit će spašen.
But we take it literally. We actually take those drums, we take those cymbals, we go out on the street and we sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, pum pum pum.
Ali mi to shvaćamo doslovno. Mi stvarno uzmemo bubnjeve i uzmemo naše činjele i izađemo na ulice i pjevamo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
We actually chant. Jer
zašto je tako lijepo pjevati? Zato što je Bog rezervoar sveg blaženstva.
Generally we have a material conception of God due to a poor fund of knowledge.
Mi obično imamo neku materijalnu koncepciju Boga zbog nedostatka znanja.
We think, oh, God is the original person, he must be very old.
Mi mislimo, o, Bog je izvorna osoba, on mora biti jako star.
Long white beard, receding hairline,
duga sjeda brada i već kosu,
wrinkled skin
i naborana koža.
But this is a material conception of God.
Ali to je materijalna koncepcija Boga.
If God is by definition the supreme controller, which is the dictionary definition of God, then he should be able to control the laws of nature.
Ako je Bog vrhovni kontrolor, a to je definicija Boga prema svetim spisima, onda on treba biti sposoban kontrolirati zakone prirode.
That means he shouldn't be influenced by birth, disease, old age and death. He's the supreme controller.
To znači da ne bi trebao biti pod utjecajem rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti, jer je vrhovni kontrolor.
So the Vedic definition of God is much different. Yes, he's the original person. He's the father of all living beings. But na Yovanam cha, he's eternally youthful.
Dakle, vedska definicija Boga je da da, on je izvorna osoba, on je prvobitan i stoga on je najstariji, no međutim, on je nava juvanamča, što znači on je uvijek svježa nova mladost.
He has an eternal spiritual form.
On ima vječnu duhovnu formu.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Savakarana Karanam. Satchidananda Vigraha means his form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Satchidananda Vigraha znači da ima oblik koji je pun vječnosti, znanja i blaženstva.
You'll never see a picture of Krishna as old man. He's always nothing more than 16 years of age.
Nikad nećete vidjeti Krishnu da je kao starca. Vidjet ćete da je on, da on uvijek ima ne više od 16 godina.
This is God, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
To je Bog, pun znanja i pun blaženstva.
So this is very attractive. It's easy to become attractive to Krishna.
To je vrlo privlačno. Lako je biti privučen Krishnom.
And we need to know about Krishna's form. We need to know about Krishna's form, his fame, his pastimes.
I moramo saznati o Krishninom obliku, o njegovim aktivnostima, njegovim zabavama.
Otherwise, how you can love him?
Inače kako ga možemo voljeti?
We speak of love of God.
Mi govorimo o ljubavi prema Bogu.
But if you don't know God, what is the impetus for love?
Ali ako ne poznajemo Boga, onda kakav poticaj imamo da ga volimo?
Just like if I told you, I have a friend. I love this friend so much.
Upravo kad bih vam ja rekao, imam prijatelja. Oh, toliko volim tog prijatelja.
Really? Oh, yes, I love him so much.
Stvarno.
Oh, da, volim ga.
Strašno ga volim.
Really, what's his name?
Stvarno, kako se zove?
I don't know.
Nemam pojma.
What? He's your best friend? You don't know? No, I don't know.
On je tvoj prijatelj, najbolji prijatelj. Kako, okay, kako se zove?
Where does he live?
A gdje živi?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
What does he do?
A što radi?
Haven't got a clue.
Nemam baš ključ. Nemam pojma.
Well, what does he dress like?
Kako je obučen?
I've never seen him.
Nikad ga nisam vidio.
Well, what does he look like?
Kako izgleda?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
You're gonna wait a minute. You love this person, but you don't know what his name is. You don't know where he lives. You don't know what he does. You don't know what he looks like.
Reći ćemo, hej, čekaj čas. Ti voliš toliko tu osobu, ali nemaš pojma kako se zove, ne znaš kako izgleda, ne znaš gdje živi, ne znaš ništa o njemu.
So this is the beauty of the Vedic culture of India. It teaches us about the personality of Godhead.
I to je ljepota vedskih spisa Indije, jer nas oni uče o osobnosti Boga.
Initially it's good to have that faith in the existence of a supreme creator.
U početku je dobro imati tu vjeru u postojanje vrhovnog kreatora.
But it's better to evolve an understanding of who that person is.
Ali dobro je razviti to značenje, to znanje o tome ko je ta osoba.
So Prabhupada said, this Krishna conscious movement is so wonderful. We can tell you about Krishna, we can tell you about his abode, his associates, his friends, we can even give you his telephone number.
I stoga je Šila Prabhupada rekao, to je tako krasan pokret, ovaj pokret za svjesnost Krišne. Mi možemo reći i kako izgleda Krišna i gdje se nalazi i koje su njegove aktivnosti. Čak vam možemo dati njegov telefonski broj.
We can even give you his email contacts, yes.
Možemo mu
mail.
Čak dati i njegov poštanski sandučić.
So broj. You know what that email address is?
Znate li koja je to, ta adresa njegova?
How you can contact him?
Kako ga možete kontaktirati?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is some of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
I to je zaključak filozofije svjesnosti Krishna.
It's hard to hear philosophy more than, you know, 45 minutes, especially when you're sitting in those hard chairs. Easy for me, I have a big soft seat here.
Teško je slušati filozofiju duže od 45 minuta, posebno ako sjedite u ovim tvrdim stolicama. To je lako za mene, jer ja imam veliku udobnu stolicu.
You have to sit there and, oh, wow, when's he going to stop speaking? When are they going to serve the feast?
Vi morate sjediti tamo i mislite, oh, kad će prestati govoriti, kad će biti gozba na redu.
So, I know that many of you have come for different aspects of Krishna consciousness.
I ja znam da su mnogi od vas došli radi različitih aspekata svjesnosti Krishna.
Not just the philosophy.
Ne samo radi filozofije.
But some singing, some dancing and that yum yum yum.
Nešto, nego nešto pjevanje i nešto plesanje i onda njam njam njam.
That's also Krishna, so that's okay.
To je isto Krishna, to je u redu.
So I'll just ask that before you leave tonight, you just visit our book table. If you have any questions about Krishna consciousness, you'd like to know more, we have many books, those of you who are here for the first time, about the science of Krishna consciousness.
I prije nego što odete, htio bih vas pozvati da dođete do našeg štanda sa knjigama, tako da upoznate još više u filozofiju svjesnosti Krishne.
And I'll be very happy. I usually go back by the book table, you know, when the feast starts. I'll be happy to write a little dedication. You know, thank you for coming to the Hare Krishna festival. Yours truly, Indudumna Swami.
I ja ću biti jako sretan da vam napišem neku malu posvetu u knjigu ako uzmete. Drago nam je što ste došli na naš Hare Krishna festival. Vaš iskreno Indudumna Swami.
And those of you not okay. And those of you who have come for the first time, please, you're welcome back. Every Sunday we have this program. You're welcome to come back anytime.
A oni koji su ovdje došli prvi put, molimo vas, dođite ponovno. Mi svake nedelje imamo ovdje program.
And you're especially welcome. We have a little ashram, a temple outside the city.
I posebno ste dobrodošli. Mi imamo naš mali hram ovdje izvan grada.
And you're welcome to come there also.
I tamo ste također dobrodošli.
So for those of you who are coming for the first time, thank you again for coming. I know it takes a lot of courage to come here.
I onima koji su došli ovdje prvi put, hvala, znam da je potrebno nešto hrabrosti da se dođe.
And I'd like to give again one special thank you to the Mormons who came this afternoon.
I još jednom bih se htio ponovno zahvaliti našim Mormonima koji su došli.
Actually, there's one real big handsome Mormon with red hair. I think his name was Lance. Is that Lance right? Oh, who's the one with the red hair? Huh? Can you come up? Because I want to give you a present. Thank you for coming. And you can bring me the book also.
Indradumna Swami će dati poklon jednom od njih. Can I use this time to announce the rest of the program?
No.
Okay.
So just after this, we're going to have a little kirtan. Do we chant now?
Yes, and the slideshow and pantomime and like that. Yeah. Okay.
Hello. when I was a young boy, my parents were practicing Mormons.
Dok sam ja bio mlad, moji roditelji su prakticirali ovu nauku Mormona.
And I used to read this book when I was a boy.
I upoznali sam se s ovom knjigom dok sam bio dječak još.
And of course, you know, I've gone a bit of a different direction now, but I feel that also again by reading this book I can get some spiritual inspiration. So I asked them to bring this book for me this afternoon. So.
I kako je vrijeme prošlo, ja sam krenuo malo u drugom pravcu, ali imam tu realizaciju da kad čitam ovu knjigu ponovno mogu dobiti duhovnu inspiraciju, stoga sam ih zamolio da mi donesu ovu knjigu.
But there's only one problem, there's no dedication in here.
Ali postoji samo jedan problem, a to je da nema posvete ovdje.
So later you have to give a little dedication.
Okay. Kasnije moram dobiti posvetu.
All right. So now what we're going to do is before the feast, we're going to work our appetite up.
I sada što ćemo učiniti prije nego što pređemo na gozbu, mi ćemo malo razbuditi naš apetit.
We're going to sing Hare Krishna.
Pjevat ćemo Hare Krishna. Okay.
So for those of you here for the first time, I'll teach you the song.
One koji su ovdje prvi put, ja ću naučiti pjevati ovu pjesmu.
Okay, so you can repeat after me.
Dakle, možete ponavljati za mnom.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What?
Hare Krishna.
Did you hear anything?
A little bit.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Bolo, bolo, bolo. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Okay, now, when you sing, then sometimes you also feel like dancing.
I ponekad kad plešete, onda ćete možda osjetiti također potrebu, kad pjevate, osjećate možda potrebu da plešete.
So if you feel like dancing during the kirtan, please do so.
I ako osjećate želju da plešete u kirtanu, molim vas učinite to.
And then we'll chant for about 10 minutes.
I mi ćemo pjevat negdje oko 10 minuta.
And then we'll be serving the feast from the back. Where do we serve the feast?
They should remain.
Or you remain where you are and we'll bring the feast to you.
Ostanite na svojim mjestima i mi ćemo vam donijeti hranu.
Okay, we'll eat the feast. I'd like to invite our Mormon brothers after the singing if they could come and eat with me up here on the stage.
A ja bih htio pozvati svoju mormonsku braću da nakon ovog pjevanja dođu ovdje na pozornicu da jedu sa mnom. Ja ću
you get extra big plates up here with the Swami.
Ovdje ćete dobiti ekstra velike tanjure.
Okay. So where's Shanti? Let's go, Shanti. Okay, so please sing with us, and afterwards we'll have the feast.
Dakle, pjevajte s nama i posle ćemo svi zajedno imati feast.
We had the kirtan after.